You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Wes Goldberg. I'm the former editor of AllYouCanHeat.com and a credentialed writer covering the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Step Back, FanRag Sports, Miami Heat Tip-Off Mag. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Goldberg.
And I'm David Ramil, a credentialed NBA writer who's covered the Heat for SB Nation and AllYouCanHeat.com. I cover the NBA at large for FanSided and FanRag Sports. And you can follow me and my writing on Twitter at DRamil13.
So Deion Waiters is coming off a pretty decent game despite a stomach flu. But overall, there's been a big argument about how good he's been this season. And he's not been very good. And we're starting to wonder whether or not that contract was a mistake to give it to him. We're going to talk about that. We're going to do some work on the trade machine because why not? You know, tis the season. And we're going to preview tonight's game versus Celtics later on. Today's show is sponsored by Draft. Draft is the very best, in our opinion, daily fantasy sports service around. The app has an intuitive user interface and it leans into what is best about fantasy sports, the draft. Here's our offer to you. Download the app and join the official Locked On Heat Draft League today. You can find the link on our Twitter account or you could search for it in the app. And then go ahead and use the promo code LOHEAT and you'll get $3 off your first entry. That's going to cover your first entry. And you could play with us in tonight's league for tonight's slate of games. Again, just look for our league on the Draft app. Just search for Locked On Heat or go to our Twitter account at Locked On Heat and the link is right there for you. We really encourage you guys to come play with us tonight. All right, Deion Waiters. Tough season for him overall. Had a nice game against Atlanta, but overall he doesn't look in shape. He's dealing with that ankle injury. I know, David, that you were reading something earlier about that was arguing that Deion Waiters basically was one of the worst contracts signed this summer. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. Bleacher Report's Dan Favale wrote the all-bust team from 2017 NBA free agency. And he had Deion Waiters included with a bunch of other players that have struggled this year. Shabazz Muhammad, Mason Plumlee, and Deion. Deion cracked the first team mostly because of his struggles shooting overall. I can't be so blind by my admiration of all things Deion related. You know, my condo on Waiters Island doesn't obstruct my view of reality. And I know that he's been struggling. Now, he has responded to the critics about his weight by saying he's in the best shape of his life. He was wearing extra layers of Mexico City. He's not fat. He's at 6% body fat, etc.
Is that responding to the critics or is that denial? I feel like responding to the critics would be like, he's not in shape. I mean, he is clearly, he got heavy. Like, we got fat Waiters this year. We had skinny Waiters last season. Now we got fat Waiters. I don't know if it's because of the ankle injury or he's a fat cat with the new contract. Like, I don't know what's going on, but he's clearly not in as good shape as he was last year.
You really think so? Yeah. I don't notice that much of a difference.
He looks different. I don't know. He looks like closer to Cleveland Waiters, I think, than Miami last season Waiters. To me, the big issue is that ankle, you know, and he injured that ankle at the end of last season. And instead of opting to get the surgery, he made sure that he was healthy for the season so that I presume, I don't want to assume anything, but to get that new contract. I mean, you don't want to go through an ankle surgery and have questions about how he's going to bounce back from that while he's trying to negotiate a new deal. So he gets the contract and doesn't get the surgery, and he just does not look, I don't know if it's because he's heavier or if it's because of the ankle, but he does not have the same lift when he's around the rim as he did at the end of last season. That's why he's not finishing as well. I mean, he's shooting less than 40% from the field. I mean, he could have a good game here and there, and that's fine. But overall, I mean, 39.8% from the field, 31% from three-point range on 6 attempts per game. You compare that to last year, he was shooting 4.7 attempts per game at almost a 40% clip. I mean, he clearly does not have the lift that he once did. He just doesn't look as good. All of his numbers are down across the board, and he just doesn't look as powerful or as explosive finishing around the rim.
Actually, he's finishing at the rim at a career high level. He's actually shooting 61.1% on field goal attempts from 3 feet or less. So at the rim, his numbers are actually higher than they've ever been. His career high previous to that was 53.8% as a rookie.
And how many attempts has he taken?
Around the rim, let's see, 24% of his field goal attempts are at the rim as compared to 34.5% last year. See, so he's shooting less at the rim. He's making more. So that's the kind of efficiency that we were hoping for, though, right?
No. I mean, what?
No?
No. Why is he only taking 24% of his shots at the rim? The reason I asked that is because it seems like during the game that if he doesn't have that clear layup almost, or, you know, I feel like he's stopping short from getting all the way to the rim a lot of times. He's sort of just like stopping the paint, but not getting the rim.
He is taking more mid range.
Well, and making bad passes. He's doing that thing where he jumps up in the air and then makes like an errant pass like a lot.
Yeah.
His turnovers are up over last year. It's a career high in turnovers this season, 2.4 turnovers a game.
But that's also due to playing time. Is it for 36 minutes? I don't know.
It's not that much. He's playing one more minute a game, one more minute than last year.
Yeah,
it feels like he's turning the ball over.
It is. Even for 36 minutes, it's 2.8 as opposed to 2.7 last year. So he's got the ball on his hands more.
Yeah.
He's turning the ball over more also as a result. He's not as effective overall, but he's doing some good things, I think. We tend to discount his defensive impact, and I think he's made a pretty good one. You know, he does provide
the start of the year.
I'm sorry?
I thought he was better at the beginning of the year. He was not good defensively against Atlanta. Or in recent games, I don't know. I want to enjoy my sweet location on Waiters Island just as much as you do. But he's
making
it
on the market there. You're selling.
I'm not putting it on the market. Not yet.
It's on Airbnb. How about that? You're no longer living there. You're kind of renting it out.
Just needs some repairs. I'm not living there. Well, it needs some repairs. Just needs some work done. All right. Well. We still got more to see from Deion Waiters. Hopefully he starts playing better. Hopefully that Atlanta game is a good sign. You know, last year he didn't play well in the first half of the year, and he just balled out in the second half. So maybe that's going to be something. Maybe that's what he needs. He just needs.
Yeah, he did comment on that. Yeah, he did comment on that. He thinks that he's going to be better in the second half of the season. So I expect him to turn it around. Hopefully that'll be the case. Look, once everybody's healthy, there'll be a little bit more continuity. And then he should be on there. I know that we're going to get into some possibilities as far as moving Deion, so maybe that won't be an option. If he does improve, it might be for another playoff contending team.
Well, let's do that next. But first, fantasy basketball fans, listen up. If you love fantasy basketball, then you need to try our new favorite fantasy app. It's called Draft. It's daily fantasy basketball, but it's not like the other guys. Draft was launched in 2014 with the idea that the draft is the best part of playing fantasy. The only problem, though, is that you only get to draft once in your season-long leagues, and traditional daily fantasy is dominated by experts who game the system, not with Draft. On Draft, you play with a live snake draft, no salary cap, with other people. Plus, there's no multi-entry or player overlap, so you don't have to worry about those fantasy sharks gaming the system. Draft is designed to make fantasy sports simple, fair, and fun. Here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for just one night. You pick a draft, and you start. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you could join one right now. Here's my favorite part. After the draft, there's little to no lineup management. Just set it and forget it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. And, of course, you can play for cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Again, no salary cap, live snake drafts, no losses because you forgot to make a sub for an injured player. You can play whenever you want and draft right now. Join Draft today. Download the app and just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Play right from your computer on draft.com as well. If you go to the site or you use it on your app, search for Locked On Heat, and we have a league that is open right now. And for a limited time, new players will get a free entry. All I have to do is use the promo code LOHEAT, and you will get $3, which will cover your cost of entry into the Locked On Heat Fantasy League today. So you can play with us for tonight's slate of games. All you have to do, download the Draft app, search for Locked On Heat, or find the link on our Twitter account. Use the promo code LOHEAT, and they will cover your entry for your first game. All right, let's fire up the trade machine, David. Whether or not Deion Waiters is bad or good or what, he's able to be traded now, right? So that December 14th deadline is passed. He could get traded, and we figured, hey, why not? Let's play with the trade machine and see if the Heat were going to trade him, where they can send him. I've got a trade for you. What do you want to hear it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. This one's pretty easy. Send Philly cheese back to Philly for Amir Johnson and a top 20 protected first round pick.
So that's a straight up deal. I'm going to go on the record officially and say that I am not interested in trading Deion Waiters. Although I know that's something that a lot of our listeners are probably exploring. So that's why we're here. We're giving them a voice and exploring all opportunities. The Philadelphia deal does sound like a good one, to be honest with you. From the Philadelphia 76ers perspective, they're going to be missing Joel Embiid for a couple of games. With him, it's always a concern about injury. Their starting lineup has Ben Simmons, obviously. They've got J.J. Redick. They've got Robert Covington. But they could use a scoring punch coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where Deion fits an obvious need there. You talked to me about their backups beforehand. T.J. McConnell, Jared Bayless, not exactly the kind of players that are going to contribute at a high level. I think Deion still provides more of a punch there. And for him to go back home, the city that defined him in so many ways would probably be such a great opportunity. Look, I think when he became a free agent either this year or last, I think that was a name, the 76ers, that is, a team that was kind of tossed around there and linked to Deion on a number of occasions just because it made so much sense. They need veteran scoring. He provides that. They had the cap space to accommodate a guy like Deion. The concern is whether or not he'd be able to fit in there later on, but you put in the numbers, and it seems like he'll be able to fit there. Look, J.J. Redick's deal comes off the books this year, whether that they re-sign him to a long-term deal or not. He's still an option, so Deion could come in there and fill in as a starting role next season. You know, he's under contract for a few more years. So I think it's a great move for both teams in the sense that Miami will be able to clear up some cap space. You know, Tyler Johnson is a guy that they could insert into the starting lineup, or they could slide Josh Richardson down. He's been thriving.
Wayne Ellington, maybe?
Yeah, Wayne Ellington is a guy that we've talked about before. Amir Johnson doesn't really fit the team's needs, but he's a guy that you could probably cut, and he would probably sign on to a potential title-contending team, maybe a team like Milwaukee that could use length if they don't make him a deal in the future. They could certainly use a guy like Amir just for some quality minutes off the bench if they ever needed it. So it's a good deal, I think. I give this one a definite thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what Philadelphia needs to do. Well, first of all, the contracts match perfectly. Both Amir Johnson and Waiters are making $11 million this year. Amir Johnson has an expiring deal, so even if Miami didn't cut him right away, his deal comes off the books in Miami. Yeah, and they could afford him. He already fits under their cap. And then he comes off the books after the year. So the Heat would save $11 million, or a little bit more than that, because Waiters gets a raise next season. It doesn't make it's not enough that it would free up major cap space for them in free agency, but it would be one step towards that. The Heat would be then about one more move away from getting any significant cap space. And from Philadelphia's point of view, it doesn't, I don't think, hinder. I haven't looked too much into it, but I don't think it hinders too much of what they want to do. Look, they could probably re-sign Redick. He wouldn't get at a $23 million a year rate, but if Redick likes Philadelphia and he wants to be there and he thinks that they can contend for a title, I could see him signing for multiple years for a lower per year rate. You know, Trevor Booker comes off the books for them later on. Fultz is locked in for 4 years. Ben Simmons is locked in for 3 years. Embiid is locked in, even though he just recently signed a big extension. So they've kind of got their guys set. I think they could afford Deion Waiters, especially given that they're going to have about $20 million come off the books as is, a little bit less than that if they do trade Amir Johnson. So it works for both sides. And I love the deal. And I love the idea of Waiters going. Look, I love Deion Waiters. I'm with you.
Sure.
For the record, I don't want to trade Deion Waiters yet. I don't think it's worth it yet. But if Miami's going to make moves in that direction, and if they are going to trade Waiters, that's where I want him to go. Because the Players Tribune story that he's going to write is going to be awesome. The features that we're going to read about it are going to be great. And I think it'd be good for the league for Philly Cheese to be back in Philly. I love it.
Yeah, that is certainly something to consider. There are some really good stories that could come out of there. I just hope he doesn't, like, yeah, I don't know, I become inundated with requests for tickets and that takes up all of his concentration. Yeah. And he's a bust there. But no, I think he would be so happy to play in front of the area that really defined who he is as a person that I think he would probably
He'd roller skate the games, like LeBron used to bike the games. Can roller skate the games. All right, here's my second trade. Miami gets Al Jefferson and a future second round pick from Indiana, and the Pacers get Dion Waiters. So my logic here, the Pacers are a fringe playoff team, surprisingly. They could use maybe some extra scoring off the bench because, and I've mentioned this before about Indiana when we do our Eastern Conference standing rankings, they are maybe one injury away from not being able to score on offense. Yeah. And Waiters could help that a lot. And Al Jefferson doesn't play for them. He is just a $9 million contract that is sitting there. Indiana is under the cap. They have some. They still have some room under the cap, so they could afford the difference between Al Jefferson and Deion Waiters' contract, which comes out to only about $1.3 million. Waiters is a four-year contract. Jefferson would not be an expiring deal, but he would be an expiring deal next year, so he could be a valuable trade piece to make some contracts work if the Heat wanted to make a deal next season. And you get a future second-round pick out of it. I don't think Indiana would trade a first-round pick. They already have a 2018 second-round pick owed to Brooklyn. That's protected for picks 45 through 60. That will probably convey, I imagine, but we'll see. So just basically this is a way for Miami to get off of the Waiters contract. So if the Heat agree that, look, we can't have Deion on the books for 4 years, let's just get off this contract, Indiana is the best option here. And that might be that situation. What do you think about it?
I love it. I like Al Jefferson as a player, not anymore, obviously, but as a player, I think he had a great career. He's no longer the player he once was. You know, he's been beaten down by injuries. He's older, et cetera. And I like the idea of bringing him on here as an additional mentor for a guy like Bam, who needs to improve some of his footwork offensively, can expand some of his range the way that Al Jefferson did. I think it would be a great role for Jefferson to kind of help coach him up. And now I would like the move even more if you can still find a way of clearing Hassan Whiteside off the books and just having Jefferson here. And I mean, look, at this point, I don't think it's going to make any difference. You know, Jefferson's not going to make an impact on the floor, but just to have him on the roster, I think would be great to kind of coach up Adebayo and help, you know, progress his career a little bit more. So, I mean, from Indiana's perspective, it certainly seems like a great deal. You and I were talking about it before about the idea of Deion Waiters and Lance Stephenson coming off the floor or coming onto the floor together. That would be impressive. Let's just put it that way.
Adam Silver might step in, say, nope, that can't happen. Might pull a David Stern. Nope, yeah. Not allowing it. Too dangerous.
Force Deion to a team that would have to send a first rounder Miami's way just to not have it, you know, not have him play alongside Stephenson. Indiana could certainly use the help, and I think he's a great fit, to be honest with you. Look, you know, we don't, you know, to echo what you said, we don't want Deion gone, but these are the moves that make sense for not just Deion. He can play on a contender, and for the teams themselves, you know, they get an extra, you know, maybe slightly inefficient producer off the bench, somebody who can score, provide quality defense, switch into a number of different roles. You know, he's a playmaker, et cetera. All the things that he's done and is capable of doing for Miami, he could do them for a contending team as well.
Yep. All right. Well, let's look at tonight's game against the Celtics. But first, quick reminder, make sure that you are subscribed to Locked On Heat on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a review on iTunes. It helps other Heat fans discover the show, and we appreciate it. Also, be sure to check out the rest of what the Locked On Podcast Network has to offer, including shows for every NBA and NFL team, the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day. Okay, the Heat play the Celtics tonight, David. Miami still dealing with some injuries. James Johnson and Hassan Whiteside and Justice Winslow are out. Goran Dragic is doubtful, still dealing with that left elbow situation. Probably is not going to play if I had to put money on it, but we'll see. The Celtics have a couple of injuries. Marcus Morris and Daniel Theis, two guys who are in their rotation, in their front court rotation. So the Heat, look, they dealt with injuries against the Hawks and they lost that game. The Celtics are a way better team than the Hawks. And they're going to be playing in Boston. But look, the last time these two teams played, Miami ended their 16-game win streak. So maybe...
No, I think that's a factor, again, that's something else going in Boston's favor. You don't think they're going to have that in mind?
That's a good point. They're not going to lose two straight games of the Heat. We're screwed this game. There's no way.
Yeah, Boston's not exactly a blowout kind of team, but we might just see that tonight. They might be that angry about it. Now, this could be the game. Okay, how about this? In context of what we were talking about all podcast long, Deion scores 35 and a 10-point win for Miami. Just looks like being kind of a Hall of Fame level player that he did on occasion last year. He saves Miami's season single-handedly. Do we entertain any more notions of trading him after a game like that?
Yeah.
We still do? How much would he have to score? What would he have to do in order to erase any idea
of trading? Okay, how about this? If he scores more than 30, because has a Heat player scored 30 points yet this year? I don't think so.
No.
Josh Richardson got the closest, I think, with 29.
Yeah.
If he scores more than 30, we will not take any more Deion Waiters trade questions. Ever again. Until he misses 10 shots in a game, which could be the very next game.
Yeah, that's on Friday.
That's on Friday. All right. Well, the Celtics are a 9-point favorite this game. I mean, nobody expects Miami to win, but there's some interesting things that I'm watching for tonight's game. Just kind of looking ahead, Josh Richardson, if he's still the starting point guard in place of Dragic, who is doubtful in the game, Josh Richardson against Kyrie Irving, just defensively, really excited to see Richardson step up for that. Bam Adebayo playing against an athletic Celtics front. They've been playing Aaron Baines as a starting center while Marcus Morris has been out, but Al Horford will see a lot of time at center still. And so is Bam going to see some time against Al Horford? Because I think one of the best versions of Bam, depending on where his career goes, is an Al Horford type. Just a guy who just sets really good screens and makes a lot of the little things you need. Isn't somebody that goes out and scores 20 points a game, but does a lot of effective things on the court. So there's going to be some interesting matchups that I'm watching for in this game. Is there anything that specifically you're watching for as we kind of prepare for the recap after the game?
The Kelly Olynyk tribute video.
Ooh. Will it just be the YouTube clip of his 27 points against the Wizards in the playoffs?
that's certainly a possibility.
That's where it's going to be. It's going to be, and the Boston Celtics out of Gonzaga select Kelly Olynyk. Big white dude out of Pacific Northwest, and then it cuts to his 27 points against the Wizards, and that's the video.
Dislocating Kevin Love's shoulder.
Oh yeah, you got to throw that in there. Dislocating Kevin Love's shoulder. I like that.
I mean, it's going to be an impressive.
Getting speared by Hassan Whiteside, wasn't that him?
yes, that's right. That's right. Hassan was ejected, and then I think he had to sit out a game. So yeah, he forced Whiteside into his suspension. That was pretty good.
There you go.
Some
things to watch for. We'll have the recap for you guys after the show. Thank you for draft. Use the promo code LOHEAT and get a free entry after you make your first deposit. Check out our Twitter account at Locked On Heat for instructions and a link to join our league and play against us during tonight's games. We'll be back tomorrow with the recap, but that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. You can send mailbag questions for next week and inquire about advertising on the show by sending an email to lockdownheat@gmail.com. Tweet your questions and comments for our recaps using the hashtag AskLOHeat. Make sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Then go to iTunes, rate us, review us, say nice things about us. Music courtesy of Mojave Wild. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for joining me, David.
Got it, Wes.